Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent and Thrive member, Cassie Pearson, as she talks about Dr. Joe Sanfilippo coming to speak in Knoxville on Thursday. A speaker coming to the school for Thrive Knoxville and for the school district going to be coming up on Thursday, the 22nd, at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Cassie, take us through Joe Sanfilippo and what he's going to be talking about.
You know, it's kind of an interesting story because I actually have heard Dr. Sanfilippo a few times and he was phenomenal. But last year, our business manager, Craig Mobley, got to hear him at a conference and said it was the first time in his history that he has seen a room of business managers and accountants give a standing ovation. And that really, I think, speaks volumes. So he was excited. He was actually the one that contacted Dr. Sanfilippo and asked if he would be willing to come to Knoxville. His message is very simple, but so important. It's how do we tell our story and celebrate our successes in a way that will lift up our schools and our community? And he has, I think, he's found ways to use social media and video and just how he connects with people. And some of the experiences I think he's going to share with our staff on the afternoon of the 22nd with community members that evening at 5:30, there is a free event. Anyone can come to KPAC at 5:30 and listen to Dr. Sanfilippo talk about how important it is to toot our own horn, you know, and make sure that people know all of the good things that are happening in our community and in our organizations and how we can work together to make sure that we are supporting each other with that work as well. I think Hannah Vanderveer at the Chamber has done just a phenomenal job of helping us start, you know, planting those seeds and talking about the hashtag I Choose Knoxville. So we really kind of feel like the time is right for Dr. Sanfilippo to come in, visit with our school staff, but also community members, and even better, all of our students are going to get to hear him on Friday morning on their very first day of class. And he is highly energetic and engaging. And I think everyone who attends will walk away with some ideas of things that they could do, simple things they could do that just really will help build up our community.
Speaking of that, speaking of building up our community and kind of, I like to always say thriving because of Thrive Knoxville. I think that since I've been the news director a couple of years ago till now, Knoxville has changed kind of from night and day from where they are, especially attitude-wise, morale-wise. And I give a lot of credit to that to Thrive Knoxville. Why is it important for Thrive and why is it important for the school district and everybody to bring these speakers in like this and continue to keep the morale or keep the people in Knoxville motivation up and spirits up and things going on?
You know, I think from Thrive Knoxville's perspective, we need cheerleaders. And there are so many good things happening, but it's so busy, people don't always see that. And so Thrive, that the board that kind of spearheaded that and got it launched, really was just talking about how can individuals in the community come together and support all the other good things. We don't necessarily have to do a lot of new things, but how do we help collaboratively support each other and tell our story better so everyone in Knoxville, but also outside of Knoxville, will know what a great place this is. We have so much to offer our families here, and there's so many amenities. It's a great time to be in Knoxville, and I'm so excited that the things that the city is starting to get in on and the county, the hospital, there, you know, every place seems to be growing. Even our businesses, 3M's doing an expansion and Weiler has done tons of expansions. We have to celebrate that. And if you don't actually work in those places, you don't always know about it. So how can other organizations and how can Thrive Knoxville specifically help to tell that story, but also give some resources back to the community on how to do it better? So I think that's really the beauty of Thrive, and we're going to keep working. We're always looking for new ideas that we can support, too. We would love, if there's organizations that would love to partner with us, all they have to do is reach out.
One more time, give your best sales pitch as to why people in Knoxville should come out and listen to Dr. Joe Sanfilippo on Thursday, August 22nd.
Everyone who attends on August 22nd to watch Dr. Sanfilippo will leave that place extremely excited and energized, understanding that there are great things happening and they can be a part of them, but they can also help us share that news. And research will tell you when you are part of sharing good news, it affects you mentally as well. And it kind of, you know, the endorphins go up, you get a sense of success, a sense of purposefulness, and good things just keep happening. It kind of is that contagious event. When somebody gets excited and shares that, then they get excited and share it, and it really has the opportunity to grow. And Dr. Sanfilippo will get that started, or at least kind of maybe catapult it. I think we're already started, but he will catapult it to another level. And I think everybody who attends will be so glad they did.
Thanks to Thrive member and Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.